the Kinks on 89.7 LCC Radio, your community, your music, your voice. In the studio with me, I have Rosalie Petruski and Randy Pearson, and they are with Writing at the Ledges. And we're going to talk about, do you guys have a new book coming out? Is that right?
We do. It's right here.
Oh, wonderful.
I actually brought you a copy.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the second book from this group, right?
It is, yes.
Yep, that's wonderful.
Yep.
And what exactly is this one?
This one is Seasons of Life.
Uh-huh.
And our first book was Small Towns, A Map in Words, but this is our second anthology. It looks like every 2 years we're publishing one.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of our goal.
So let's start off with what is the writing group at the Ledges? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, we meet once a month, every third Saturday out in Grand Ledge. We get together. We all just bring things to read. You know, we read and critique each other's work. So that's how we, you know, how we get better as writers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a lot of fun. Met a lot of really good people. It's really helped me in my writing. You know, I get some good feedback from people.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I would be so nervous about having somebody read something, but I guess you get used to it after a while. You kind you know, look forward to having somebody kind of critique what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. You crave it after a while.
Yeah.
You know, it's good because we know we're never going to get any better at our craft if we don't have people who know what they're doing. Listen to it and say, mm-hmm. Oh, well, no, this doesn't sound right here. You should change this.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's fun. The creative process is a lot of fun.
That is. That's very cool. Now, the second book, Seasons of Life, what will we find in there?
You'll find stories from, well, we did this in different, like fall, spring, summer. And so we actually, the stories in there are either about the seasons or about seasons of life.
Oh, okay.
So about the different stages we go through in life.
Uh-huh.
So we have four sections and poetry, fiction, essays.
All right.
A little bit of everything.
So a little bit of everything, and it comes from how many different authors?
24.
24 different authors.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a nice range. We have a 17-year-old who wrote a piece in here, and we have Alta Reed, who's going to be 89 next month.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we liked her stuff so much that we decided to give her an entire section on her own.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's very cool. And how did you guys come together to do this? I know you've done one book before, and I mean, that's a pretty big undertaking.
Very true.
Very true.
Yeah, the entire editing process from the beginning to the end took close to a year.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot of work, a lot of rewrites, a lot of decision-making process going on there.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this self-published or do you have a publisher?
Our publisher is Riley Press. Technically, it's self-published, but uh-huh. It's published under our label, Riley Press.
Okay.
And we've done very well. We've already sold out. We've already sold it out, and we're in our second printing, which we're actually picking up today.
That's so awesome. Yeah. And where is it available?
There's quite a few places you can get it. Everybody Reads in Michigan on Michigan Avenue,
uh-huh.
Michigania right here on Washington Square, and as of today, it'll be at Gibson's Books and Beans.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and both Schuler's. As a matter of fact, we have a book signing coming up tomorrow at the Schuler at Eastwood uh-huh. Town Center.
Now, are all 24 of you going to be there?
No. No, I think we have about 6 or 7 of us will be out there.
Okay.
Yeah, we try to set it up. There are some signings, like the Everybody Reads was our release party. And yeah, we had everybody out there. That was fun. But usually you don't want to have 24 people.
Right, that gets kind of chaotic, I imagine, after a while.
It can, yes.
So have you set up any other book signings outside of those?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we just set up one. It's going to be April 30th out at Bestsellers, which is a bookstore in Mason.
Okay.
It's 324 Jefferson Street in Mason. Mm-hmm. So that'll be Saturday, April 30th from 2 to 4.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we can look forward to that. We can find it all over town. It's wonderful that we have these independent booksellers mm-hmm. that are so supportive of local writers.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, we just love them.
Mm-hmm.
We just had so much fun when we did our kickoff at Everybody Reads. So
yeah,
it's great.
That's wonderful. And to put this all together, I mean, this is really quite an undertaking. Even when you do it, I mean, Rosalie, you've published before.
I have published before. I published poetry. And most of the group now has had different people from the group have had different things published. And how we put this together is we usually have an editing team, and our editing team this time consisted of Susan L. Kaminga, Janice Sykes, myself, Randy, and did I forget anyone?
No, just
and then it's really a group effort because Alta Reed's son, Patrick Reed, he actually did this beautiful design, our Seasons of Life tree on the cover. And so we've had a lot of compliments on the cover. And then Jan Sykes' daughter, Sherry, actually did our formatting and our layout for the book itself using InDesign.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it really is a group effort.
Yeah, that's great. So we'll look forward to that then. We'll look forward to, do you guys, are you working on the next thing now?
We're taking a little break right now, but you know, someone will probably start suggesting it. So I already have a couple of ideas for something I'd like to do, but I think we have to, you know, wait a little bit.
Well, and what we do too is every month we have a writing prompt that we we encourage our members to write something towards that. And we're actually, this next book, we're thinking we might not do quite such a theme like we have on this one, and just each, you know, just come up with whatever, basically whatever interesting stories or poetry or whatever comes out of each one. We're going to kind of hold back and say, we might use this one later, you know, so this is, we can call this the early process.
You
know, 'cause, I mean, this is 330 pages. It's over 100 pieces. So, I mean, it does take a while to congregate that much.
Right. Right. Now, are you guys open to new members joining you?
Well, we have people that I don't advertise anymore, but if someone's really interested in the group and they really are involved in their writing and they want to come, they can come and check us out.
Okay.
We have about 30 people in the group right now, and we don't always come to all of the meetings. You know, we usually have about 12 to 15 people sometimes at the meetings, so it gets hard.
Right, that's a
pretty big group. It is a big group, but we do it. We're very, you know, time conscious, and we get through at least one piece from each person in the group and do feedback, so that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
And another nice thing about our book, putting it out too, we've had a lot of community support. Our book is also locally in Grand Ledge, where we're, not all of us are from there. We're from all over. We're from Lansing and Eagle and
the whole area.
We're from all over. But another nice thing is our local businesses there help sponsor our book. They did this for our last book as well, so we do some small sponsorship levels, so that was really nice.
Oh yeah, that is, that's wonderful.
We had 15 sponsors for the book this time that helped us out with some of the publishing costs. So and I do, it's kind of neat, I do like the Grand Ledge sponsors and the Ledges sponsors and the Bridge Street sponsors, so it's kind of, they're, you know, from the
from Grand Ledge, right? Specific to Grand Ledge. That's wonderful. Well, again, the name of the book, Seasons of Life, and where is it available if we're looking for it?
You can get it at both area Schuler Books, as well as Everybody Reads on Michigan Avenue, plenty of other places, Gibson Books and Beans, Michigania on Washington Square, and a few other places.
Ledgecraft Lane in Grand Ledge, Book Bodega on Wacoosta. And
of course, they can get it through our website, too.
That's right.
writingattheledges.com. Uh-huh. Yeah, our website is set up. We have some of our writing up there. We have pictures from previous events. We have all of the book signings, the retailers. We have a couple of reviews. We just recently got reviewed in both the City Pulse and the State Journal. So
both
of those are linked on the website. So it's just a fun website. There's plenty of links. Matter of fact, you can listen to the last time that Rosalie was here on the radio broadcast.
Okay.
And I did a radio broadcast last year for my book called Driving Crazy. So there's a little bit of everything out there for people.
Okay, wonderful. Writingattheledges.com?
That's correct.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in. Rosalie Petruski and Randy Pearson from Writing at the Ledges with their new book, Seasons of Life, on the Coffee Break on LCC Radio 89.7. Your community, your music, your voice.